I want to share with you an incredible story I heard in Yerushalayim about 10 years ago. So there is a rabbi in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Weinberg, known as the Tolna Rebbe. He's a Hasidish Rebbe. So he told the following story about a family that came to him. A lot of people come to him for advice about their children. And this one couple came, and they started talking about how special all their children are, how they have big positions in the Jewish community, how they're all very successful. Great. And they said, we have a youngest son, Vahu Efes. He's zero. He's nothing. He won't go to school. He won't go to yeshiva. He won't learn. He won't listen. He doesn't do anything. He sits at home all day. We don't know what to do with him. So the Talmud Rebbe said, let me meet this boy. So the boy comes in. He comes into the chair in front of the Rebbe. He slouches down. He doesn't want to even talk. So the Talmud Rebbe says to him, what do you like doing? So he says, not going to school. He says, but that's something you don't like. What do you like? He says, not listening to my parents. So the Talmud Rebbe says, okay. He takes an encyclopedia from the side. And he says, I want you to take this encyclopedia with you. And I want you to look over it for the next week. And every time you see a picture of something you like, turn down the top corner of the page. Then bring it back to me. So the kid takes it. A week later, he comes back. He drops the encyclopedia off. And so the Rebbe starts going through the different pages that were turned down. And he notices that most of the pages where the kid turned down a corner had a picture of a car. So he calls the kid back in and he sits with him. He says, let me ask you a question. Do you like cars? He says, I love cars. He says, what do you like about cars? He says, I love the way they work and I love how they're mechanical and I love how you can fix them. So the Talmud Rebbe says to him, would you like to fix cars yourself? He says, I would love to do them. My parents would never let me though. So the Talmud Rebbe picks up the phone. He calls one of his Hasidim that has a mechanic shop. And he says, I'm sending you a boy twice a week in the afternoon, and he's going to work on the cars with you. So he says to the boy, I'm going to make you a deal. I'm going to convince your parents to let you go work in the mechanic shop and work on the cars, and you have to work a little harder to be a better kid. So the kid agreed. Years later, this kid, he said, was married. Said he now, and I'm telling you the story, has five children. He's a well-adjusted person, a respected member of his community, all because we allowed him to express himself in his own unique way. So when we come to the holiday of Pesach, the name of the holiday Pesach has two words in it. Pesach. The mouth speaks. The Arizal tells us that when someone's a slave, the worst thing is they cannot express themselves personally. They can't do what they want. They can't reach their dreams. They can't reach their own personal goals. So comes Pesach. And a person is able, for the first time, the Jewish people were to express themselves individually. So when we come to the holiday of Pesach, we have to remember that it's not just a holiday celebrating our national independence and our freedom, but also freedom on an individual level. Have a wonderful day.
Yisr koach. Hold on one second.